Good morning and Chodesh Tov. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. And today we are going to begin the first of a seven-part answer to a critical question here in the fifth parak. The critical question that the author of the Chovos HaLevavos asks is, what's the difference? What's the difference between somebody who does Ishtadlus and believes and says, I have Bitachon, and the person who just does Ishtadlus? Because on a simple level, it sounds like the two people are both doing the same thing. I work and my neighbor works. My neighbor's an atheist, and I am supposed to be a Baal Bitachon. So how am I different than he or she? What is the difference between him or me, or even somebody who's not an atheist, but he or she is merely orthoprax? They practice orthodoxy without really understanding what they're doing, or without their belief system. What's the difference between us in regard to Bitachon? And so therefore, practically speaking, what's the importance? Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, in this chapter, we're going to come up with seven different reasons. The first one is, it's the goal. When a person does Ishtadlus, he believes that his goal is whatever his goal is. And so when I direct myself to just go to work, my goal is to make money. Why do I want to have money? Because I'm in control of my destiny, and I want to be able to get whatever I want, and anytime I want it, whenever and howsoever I should need it. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, that's one way of living, but it totally negates God. On the other hand, a person who has a bitachon, that person understands that I have my responsibility to bring out Hashem's will. But ultimately, Hashem's will be that which is good, right? We made requests last Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn around and give us Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Shalom, etc., etc. And then we say Chaim Sheyimale Hashem Mishalos Libenu Letova Amen Tzela, that we ask God to fulfill our request, but we also ask that it should be Letova, it should be for good. And to be quite honest, we don't always know when our requests are for good. Sometimes we request things and it's not for our good. If that were the case, we requested for something and then the neighborhood over there went bust, right? So then look what happened. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, I requested to be able to go ahead and achieve a certain position in a certain place in Poland, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have overseen and changed my will, in other words, he saw his will as superior, I would not be here to talk to you about it today, because that community went up in smoke in the midst of the Shoah. So was it the right decision? Yes, it was the decision of the Ribono Shel Olam. We have setbacks sometimes that aren't setbacks. We think that, we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a certain shidduch should work out for us. We were dating, and perhaps we were interested in somebody else, and then for whatever reason it didn't work out. And now you turn around and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you the right person at the right time, that was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very different than somebody else who thinks that I need to make the changes. We have other instances like that as well. It's critical and important for us to realize that a Baal Bitachon says, whatever I do, but ultimately it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And that's what we say when we say Dayan HaEmes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true judge. We make a bracha on good things and on bad. Why? Because a Baal Bitachon understands even the bad things that happen in life, even bad things that seem to occur in life, it's still Hashem's will. We have our responsibility for Hishtadlus. Right, and the understanding that the Hishtadlus works only to the level that God wants the Hishtadlus to work. And of course, therefore, all the people who turn around and engage in all sorts of segula practices, they really need to question themselves, are they demonstrating bitachon, or God forbid, the exact opposite? Maybe what we're trying to do is challenge it. But Matisio adds another point here, which I think is critical. Sometimes when we look at the people who come to ask Shilas, they often ask, they come to the rabbi to ask for Eitzah, God, why is this happening to me? Rav Matisyahu says, in a disproportionate amount of time, the people who are asking that question are asking when bad things, or at least overtly bad things, happen to them. He says, it's so interesting, because we never see people who win the lottery, or get a raise at work, or turn around and come into some extra money, or good things happen to them. They don't turn around and they always and say, why is this happening to me? Why? If a person were complete in his or her bitachon, we wouldn't just blame God when we don't want to blame ourselves. Instead, we would recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everything. In fact, that might bring us to an idea that's worthwhile for us to ask ourselves. When you're going through experiences today, tomorrow, the next couple of days, count and make sure you ask yourself, even on the good things, why is this happening to me? If you see a child or a grandchild who's laughing, why is this happening to me? When you get that good feeling, why is this happening to me? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how can I turn it to be an experience of bitachon? And if we can turn around and do that, our experiences and relationship with God will be closer, our mitzvah observance will be more, and we will indeed have a terrific, terrific, closer experience with Hashem. And so therefore, let's make it our business to do so, and we will have a great day. Chodesh Tov U'Mevorach.